Adding multiple items in. Hey, Jelly.
Hi, Anya. How are you? I
Good. It's been a while.
know.
Either we don't have tickets or
Or
they've
we do have
gone.
tickets.
It's been a summer.
Yes, it has been.
This one, I'm thinking it's a P2, but I could also be talked up to a P1.
I was just opening that one to see like what the details were because I was so curious. I was kind of like curious. Multiple times have been mad. I mean, that does seem like a P2, at least a P2,
Yeah.
because that's kind of important for data import.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially in a place like for like us, a consortium where you would have multiple items and holdings for the same bib.
Yeah. If possible, could it be a part of a sun flower fix? Because otherwise, folks will be waiting a long time.
That is very true.
Any library that has more than one holdings and items. Good morning, Alyssa.
Good morning. How are you both? Tired.
I'm still waking up and I haven't
Yes.
had any coffee yet,
Oh,
so
I mean, the thing is Anya, I'm saying I'm still waking up and you're 2 hours behind me. Like, I'm sorry. I apologize.
it's okay. You can still be waking up.
But it's 9 here and I'm still not awake, so feels like. We did
Said
go
I was
through
put.
a lot of the tickets last week. Charlotte and I
Oh,
and
good.
Robert went through and bumped most of them that were sort of open
Oh, that's good.
and in need of like, hey, you haven't looked at this in a while. I
Right.
know because I got a lot of emails about it throughout this week.
Right. That always seems to happen. Where
Yeah.
did I end up? It's like the little bar for the sharing is blocking my. Why isn't this taking? All right, it says we have one for in TBD, but then it's
I
there's
think you
nothing.
just gave that the P2. That's
Yeah.
the yeah. So we shouldn't. I don't know why you see one because when I look at it, I see none.
Okay, I'm just gonna. Now
There it
I
goes.
see. Okay. Oh, what is happening? All right. So this P1, it says not for release, but then in bug review. It was updated. All right. What was the update? This was updated Friday, right? Friday was 25th, yeah. I've dedicated the ticket. Okay. All right. Are we okay with that then?
I mean, I was experiencing this problem, and it
Yeah.
was, I'd have to clear my cookies every single time, and it would finally get me back in, but
So it's going to be backported to discuss Ramson's backport.
I Well, they're saying it's an easy turn worker. I don't know. Yeah, I guess this is fine. I don't know.
And this one is a P1. It's not in support. This is the bug that they're doing.
Right.
Service patch 5. Yeah. Okay.
Service patch 5, which should be the next service patch, right? Because we,
Right.
because I was gonna say we just upgraded to 4, so.
4. So that seems okay.
I think that's okay, as long as it really is in service patch 5, right?
Yeah.
Like
Right. Okay, so let's Jillian. Right. So we're gonna say there. All right, this one, P1 open. It was touched today. What was done today? Mr. All right, Irina assigned it to this person today. All right. Since it's a P1, do we want, should we push? Oh, it's an in reach. It's not everything.
Well, and it looks like Brooks is saying, like, I'm reopening this because we need to fix it, but yeah, I don't know. This isn't impacting everyone, although I
No.
suppose it impacts people in my who are in my system, maybe, but
No, this is like Melcat, like the connection between InReach system
and oh, an open RS, right?
and Folio, not OpenRS.
Oh, okay. I just assume open RS because Tim Auger's involved, so
Yeah,
that's
yes.
my bad.
No, it's okay. I think he's also the PO for that and for SSO.
Gotcha. I just see Tim Auger and my mind goes directly to open RS, so it's
You're not the only one. I mean, the Michigan libraries haven't been able to be a part of Melcat, I think, in almost 2 years.
Oh my gosh, that's awful.
Yeah, it's like the Folio community plus Ex Libris plus EBSCO. It's a fun little plus the Library of Michigan.
Yeah, we have a library leaving our consortium because InReach and OpenRS and all the stuff just don't work well together. So
P2s, we have eight. Okay. Well, this is one I just added, so that's fine. URL, a too long message in course app. Okay, so I guess they're saying that the workaround is to like have less items assigned to a course.
Well, and I mean, not to be rude, but that's not the library's determination, right? Like,
Yeah, that doesn't seem like a good workaround.
no. Oh, yeah. You want to be the librarian that tells that faculty member
Right?
to cut your course readings? No. No, thank
Yeah.
you.
Who is the PO for courses? All right, Charlotte.
Just thinking about the professor that when I worked in reserves as a graduate student, who literally had two filing cabinets of course reserves for just him.
Wow.
Yeah. That was back in the old days, though, when it was all print. So.
All right, it is still listed as a P2. Since fall is coming up, this will start becoming more of an issue as courses. Just gonna say that winter is coming. Single record import operations from Z39 server fail. All right, last updated last week. It's probably, I realized that I'm saying I was wrong. Oh, looks like Brooks and Mike got into it for a moment.
Yeah, this one I think needs some follow-up because on the one hand, it sounds like Mike Taylor is saying we did the right thing by moving it from the Z3950 project to the Mod Cat, whatever it is. But then it sounds like he's also saying he doesn't think we should do this. So I think we just need a straight answer from him of are we going to do this?
All right. What are we gonna do? How are we moving forward with this ticket? How's that?
Yeah, I think that covers it.
Some more neutral voice. All right, the rest are sunflower. Oh, sunflower. It's good. Trillium's so far away, though. I'm concerned about that. All right, so this is the one I put into P3 because if you look down here, Harry is saying for now this could be a P3. So, okay. Update on Friday. Suspended fines not canceled when claim resolved with marked as missing. Oh, Jelly, you sent Tom and Anne. Are you able to get this out of draft and in time for the Trillium release? And nobody responded to you. But there was Anne on Friday, changed the parent to this one. Possible. A circulation module loan renewal is allowed after due date. Allows renewals after the due date and applies penalties and blocks immediately, which is not aligned with its loan policy. Is this a bug? Or is it an enhancement?
Well, I think last week we kind of, am I looking at the right one? Right. Like I kind of said, like, hey, does this need a service patch? Or like, what is this? Right. We've got this whole conversation going. I don't know that they know what it is yet. Right. Like, they need, I guess it's
Tom thinks it's a three.
right. Which I'm fine with it being a three. We didn't really know what to do with it last week because no one was really talking about it, or like, is this just, we weren't really sure. Like, is it their rules, or is it a bug, or is it something else, right?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's an issue if they're doing fixed loan due dates. I mean,
I mean, it does kind of seem like a bug that late overdue fines would be applied without it being returned.
Right. But so you're saying that the penalties after the renewal shouldn't be applied when it's renewed?
Yeah, that
Is
number
it
two in the benefit sections.
isn't there a in the loan in the he attached this, okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to look through these loan policies to
But
see.
it would be in the fee fine policies, not in the loan
No.
policies.
That is correct.
Overdue. Okay, here's the overdue fee fine. Feel like. And nor grace period. I don't know. Like, I feel like it might be something in the setup, but.
Well, I wonder, should we ask for their, instead of their loan policy, their fee fine policy?
They had it in here and
Oh,
it
it is
says
in there.
it's just low. It's just no
Okay.
charges overdue based on the return date. Return, last item returned or renewed. Charges overdue based on the return date. This is what it is, right, Robert? Like,
But I didn't think the fee was applied. I thought it was being calculated behind the scenes or whatever, but
yeah,
it wouldn't
maybe.
actually be billed to them until the point that it's actually returned, or if it's, lost, then it switches over to the lost item fee.
But they're only allowed to have one item lost or one overdue and no fee balances. I think it would also be helpful to have an example like record, like to look in the logs.
The second thing attachment was a screen cap of a record.
I'm trying to like scroll down. It won't go. All right. Checked in. Due date. All right. Renewed. Did the renewal not change the due date? Or am I'm looking at it wrong. Never mind. Sorry. I'm like going up or going down, not going up. Being
Okay, I
checked
see.
out.
So when they first renewed it, it was on the day that it was due, right? It was due 5/23. They renewed it 5/23. Then the second time when they renewed it was 6/12. So it had already been due a 6/10, but it did allow them to renew to extend the due date, which I think is controlled by the loan policy, right? Will
Right.
can you do that? But they're saying it charged them the overdue fine
Right.
at the moment of renewing.
Which I guess makes sense though, because it was at that point 2 days overdue. So that tells me it might be a setting. Yeah, like a settings thing.
But my understanding was that Folio would never charge an overdue fine until the item was returned. That's when that shows up on the account.
Okay, I see.
But this might be one of those exceptions that works differently from what I think. I don't know.
No, I think that's right. And I'll just stick with overdue fines until the item is returned. So hope this helps on your investigation. I feel like if other people notice this would be higher. Right? I
This is
mean,
why I wonder if it's their specific settings. Because if this is happening, if this was like impacting all institutions or something like that, like we'd have, I don't know.
Oh, hang on. I'm finding documentation that I think renewal does calculate the fee. Let's see if I can. Overdue fine charged to patron when the overdue item is renewed. I could probably find some clear documentation, but there is something on a wiki that sounds like renewing should calculate a fine.
So they don't want overdue fines forgiven if the item is renewed. Is that?
I do in their patron blocks. Did they show what actions are being blocked? They showed the limits, but I wonder if it's still allowing renewal. Is that the problem, that it allowed them to renew even though it was overdue and that was supposed to be blocked?
Maybe. It looks like the policy, looks like in the policy, we do not forgive overdues if fined. All right. Do not forgive overdue if the item is renewed. And there's no reminders. Lost it. Sorry, I'm looking for the limits. Okay, so here are the limits.
But do they also show conditions
No.
or whatever one? No, see,
No.
that's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering if they're thinking that they've blocked renewing when maybe they've only blocked borrowing when the limit is reached.
Where is that? Oh, of course I need to. Can't type my passwords when somebody's looking at me. I feel like most of the issues with circulation are like around settings. You think it would be like the number of overdue items?
I'm thinking of the limits because they showed us their list of.
Conditions.
Oh no, you're right. You're in the right place. Sorry. Yeah, so I wonder if where they say overdue items, whether they blocked renewing or maybe just borrowing.
Okay. Yes. Does that look about right for a comment?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it moves the conversation forward, but
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, I guess trying to. All right, well, that's about all we can do. Still P3 until it's a bigger issue. I don't know. That actually felt like what support six should do. All right, that leads us to the end. So, anybody have anything else that we should look at or discuss?
Just wanted to ask a follow-up about WolfCon, Anya. I think we talked about that we weren't going to do like a support SIG session, but that we might host a table or like I'm just trying to figure out when or do we want to do that day? Like how often do we want to do it? I know I'm presenting one day at a certain time. Make sure that like not everybody should be camped out at the table all day long. Maybe they want to go to sessions. Like how I guess the question is how do we want to do it? How much do we want to do? How do we want to promote that? before prior to WolfCon, right? Like,
Right.
so people know that that's a thing that they can come talk to us about.
So I like submitted, but it was not, I never got any message back about having a table or anything. So I can talk to Rachel and see what we could do
Yeah,
with the
maybe we're not
people that
doing
are
anything at
there.
all, and that's
Maybe
okay too,
we're not doing
right?
anything.
I just trying to like I was, I registered for WolfCon, our thing got accepted, and I was trying to figure out like how does this work? I definitely need to leave kind of early on Thursday to get back because
Right.
I have a mandatory on-campus Friday meeting that I cannot miss, that's
Exactly.
5 hours away. So I gotta get back home and maybe sleep or something like that,
Maybe.
just weird stuff, so I was just trying to figure out like how does this work with the conference, and I'm not interested in every single session. That's fine.
Yeah.
Not necessarily pertinent to my work, but how did we want to divvy that up if we were going to do it? So if you didn't hear back from them, maybe they don't want us to do it, and that's okay.
Maybe I just didn't do a good enough job explaining it. So I will talk to her because I am not also going. We were only given a few slots, and I would like the rest of my team to be able to go.
Sure.
I'm gonna sit this one out, and so I'll see, like, maybe we could talk about it on the channel to see if anyone wants to man anything for a little while. Alyssa, are you going?
Yeah, we just got our approved like last week, so I
Yeah.
wanted to check in today as well. I also have to leave a little early on Thursday, but I'll be there. And I think I'm presenting on Thursday, but the other days I'm there and available.
I wonder if we should just, at the end of some of your sessions, just be like, I want to put in a plug.
Right.
I don't know. Like,
I
I
want to
don't
say
know.
my session is maybe on Thursday as well, so it would be a terrible time
Yeah. You're
to do
like,
a plug, right? Because like, whoops, what
why,
will
I
that
mean, to
mean?
come to this meeting maybe, or
Yeah,
to join
so.
the, so maybe at the next WolfCon, let's start planning when you guys get back from WolfCon, like what we would like to have at the next WolfCon for the support SIG. And I do think
Sure.
that there is, I think there is some appetite for having like troubleshooting or settings review or that type of thing. I know at the EBSCO user group, we had a help desk basically that was busy all day long. We had four tables, and it was ever all
Yeah.
four tables were full the whole time that we were open.
Oh wait, I'm wrong. I'm presenting on Wednesday, so I can at least promote it on Wednesday morning, right? So that's the if we want to do something like that, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry. I was like,
I
I know
have
it's
a
only
meeting with I think Rachel Fadlin this week. So I think I do. So not looking at my calendar, but I will, if I don't, I'll try to get some time to see like if there's anything that she could also do on the registration desk or something to be like, are you interested in the support SIG? Would you put your name down here and we'll contact you type of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
All right.
All right.
Thank you guys. I'll see
Thank
you
you.
guys next week.
Bye.
All right. Bye.